Case number 10,460, Barbara Ann Bean, south of Road 38, 1,600 feet southeast of Road 224, a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 5 acres.
My name is Harry Murphy from Charles Murphy Associates, 14 South Maple Avenue, Upper Delaware.
Is the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
Yes. I am here tonight to ask for a variance to allow a manufactured home on less than 5 acres. This mobile home is located on lot one of a proposed subdivision of lands of Barbara Ann Bean. On June 17, 2009, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission granted conceptual approval for this subdivision with a condition that the owner obtain a special use exception for lot one and the existing mobile home. This subdivision is on lands that have been in Barbara Ann Bean's family since the early 1900s and beyond. Barbara lives in the mobile home adjacent to lot one on other lands of Barbara Ann Bean. The mobile home on lot one is occupied by Barbara's daughter, Sandy Melvin. Sandy moved this mobile home to its current location about 12 or 13 years ago and still lives there today. Over the years, Sandy has made many improvements to this home, both inside and out. Also, the dwelling was paid off a few years ago. Sandy has no mortgage payment, and these economic times, that's very important to her. The proposed dwelling on lot two is occupied by Sandy's son, Brad Reynolds. So this is a subdivision with three generations of the same family. Sandy would like to remain in the dwelling that she has fixed up and paid for next to her mother and her son. And just to let you know, the reason for this whole subdivision was to allow lot two, the double wide on lot two, to get its own financing in his name on its own separate lot. And there was no way to create a 5 acre lot for lot one, given the position of the existing mobile homes. So, I appreciate your consideration in this matter, and I have some pictures of the mobile home in question here, if you guys would like to see them.
How long has the mobile on lot one been there?
About 12 or 13 years.
How was that originally approved?
That it's all on lands of Barbara Ann Bean, and it was her trailer to start with. And she has 80 acres there.
A farm?
Yes.
How long did you say the double wide had been there?
I need help with how long is the double wide has Brad to? 3 years.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Any hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
No requirement for road frontage variance.
They can approve the subdivision.
Okay, again, Chair will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10460. As I don't believe it offered a central character neighborhood, all the houses on the parcels are the same as they have been. This makes it legal.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10460. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10,000.